This is Gamercast episode 335, Grand Theft Trailer. This is the show recorded on the 29th of April, 2013. Yeah, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
How's it going? Very good. Good, very good.
Now for the news.
We're straight into the news now, really, aren't we? Yeah.
I didn't really have an intro like usual.
Usually you're like, what's up? And I'm like, meh.
I want to get back on black and white.
Okay. Sorry. To start off...
I've been playing it, but it runs full screen.
There's a new set of GTA 5 trailers. Three in total. Which focus around the characters. So there's a trailer for Michael, a trailer for Franklin, and a trailer for Trevor. Each one has their own soundtrack to it. So Michael has Radio Gaga playing, so Queen. The other two songs, I don't know what the songs are. But they've each got their own song that kind of... obviously caters to the character. I think the Michael one was the most interesting in my eyes. They're only a couple of minutes each. If you find the trailer on YouTube, it's got like a set of three and you select the one you want to play. It's only in 720p though, not 1080. I'm a bit confused to why they didn't release it in 1080. The game, as I kind of thought it didn't before anyway, doesn't look as amazing as I thought it would. The characters do look a little old, but it's still an impressive looking game. Don't get me wrong, I'm really looking forward to it. You should watch the trailers. There's a post on the Gamercast website, or there will be when this podcast goes out. And you can give it a watch, because I highly recommend it for anyone looking forward to the game. Charlotte said she wasn't too miffed by it. She doesn't really mind. She prefers Nico as a character, but I think they seem really interesting.
Nico Belli.
I think I find Michael the most interesting, because he's kind of like a normal average Joe, but he kind of decides to do other things which are like naughty. As opposed to Trevor, who's like a... is he like a hillbilly or...?
Hillbilly.
I don't know. I'm not sure on the official terminology. But he's a bit weird. There was a scene with him in his undies. At least they're not going, you know, as off the rails as... Io, is it? With Kent Lynch, you know, being naked and all. So that's interesting. Check out GTA 5 trailers for the characters, because they're a good watch. And it will only take, you know, 6 minutes of your time, maybe 5 minutes. Next up, Game have announced some Last of Us stuff. So they're doing some lock-ins, which is their in-store events for The Last of Us. As, of course, Last of Us is out on... I want to say the 14th of June. Oh, it is the 14th of June. So, like, the last day of E3? Well, actually, no. The day after E3 over in the UK. Because, of course, it got delayed a little bit because it was coming out earlier, previously. So they're doing a bunch of lock-ins, which is taking place between May 3rd and June 9th. It is a demo that is not the demo that you get if you purchase God of War Ascension. So it's a completely different demo, apparently. So it's obviously something for fans to look forward to. If you have pre-ordered the game or are planning to pre-order it, I think when you go to the event, you can get a free double-sided poster, which are While Stocks Last. I believe it doesn't have to be a pre-order from the store you pre-ordered it. Well, it doesn't have to be a pre-order from the store that you're going to, because I booked myself a place earlier, and I queried it, and he said it'd be fine. I suppose it depends on the amount of stock of posters they get and the amount of people they're allowed in their store. There's a list of stores on the game website. I think if you go onto like somehow... I'm not sure how you get to it, because I had to find a link to the page, because I looked on the website and I couldn't find a way in. But it's under like in-store events, so maybe if you go to the store locator, there's an in-store events bit on there, I think. And you can tell you the list of stores that are doing it. You have to be over 18 to attend. It's first come, first serve. They provide you with food and drinks for the evening. Some stores is 2 hours long, some stores is a bit longer. It's just supposed to be a night where you're hanging out with either friends or random people, depending on if you go with anyone else. And you can get a poster out of it. And, of course, play The Last of Us before it comes out. And I'm looking forward to it. I've got my early edition already pre-ordered. And... looking forward to going to one of these events. I've never been to one before, so it'll be a new experience for me. But yeah, generally you have to contact the store to get yourself a place put down. Some allow you to do it via Facebook, some you do it via Twitter, like send them a message, or some you have to go in the stores or call them. If you contact your local store that's doing it, you'll be able to find out. So I think that's cool. It's nice giving these kind of events to the general public, because people don't get to go to these kind of things that... Ooh, I went out of focus there that much. Next up is actually another event that I thought I'd mention about. So Stronghold is a real-time strategy series. You've never played them, have you? The Stronghold games.
Are we talking to me?
Yeah. I thought I'd include you. Have you ever played the Stronghold games? Any of them?
No.
Okay. That's okay, I just thought I'd ask. So they recently released a free-to-play MMO called Stronghold Kingdoms. Which has been doing very good. They've got over 1.5 million players since their launch. And they've decided to kind of say a thank you to their fans. So they're hosting the first ever Stronghold Community Night, which is taking place at the George Inn in London on July 1st this year. They wanted to give something to their fans outside of trade shows, which I think is quite nice, and outside of the forums. So the George Inn is apparently a widely known medieval pub situated in London, and they're just saying come on down and you can share a drink with the team from a variety of the titles, because of course depending on who's working there at the time, and they just want to say a thank you to their fans in a more formal setting where you're able to just chat and do whatever you want as opposed to wait to play a game and stuff like that. The event's going to be turning up from 7 p.m. onwards, but you're welcome to turn up earlier on if you want. Anyone who's interested need to contact Firefly Studios to say that they're going to probably attend. Obviously, they want to get an idea of numbers, so to know, I guess, what kind of food to have and how many, like, or how big to have a bar tap or something like that, potentially. It doesn't say anything about that here, but they might do that kind of stuff. But you email them news@fireflyworlds.com. So, yeah. If you've got nothing to do on July 1st, you can head along to that, if you're a Stronghold fan, of course. Next up, so how long ago was that now?
What?
XCOM. The first-person shooter XCOM. So that must have been four years ago, maybe, when it was originally announced. It might not be that long ago.
Don't ask me.
It feels like it was a very, very long time ago. 2K have renamed it to the Bureau XCOM Declassified. Originally it was just known as XCOM, and then it got changed about a bit, and people thought, oh, have they cancelled it? What are they doing with it? They've announced that it will be coming out on August 23rd internationally, and August 20th in North America, so Europe and stuff like that, is August 23rd, for Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and Windows. And so I guess they've taken XCOM out of the first part of the name to kind of say, this is not the XCOM experience you might be expecting here, this is a delve into the universe. So it's set in 1962 during the Cold War, tells the origin story of the clandestine XCOM organization's first encounter with the enemy. Originally established as America's covert defense against the Soviet Union, the Bureau must adapt and overcome a threat unlike any other the world has ever faced before. You play William Carter, who calls the shots and pulls the trigger. So like the stuff they showed, it wasn't last E3, it was the E3 before, so 2011. I think that was 2011 when I saw XCOM. It's squad-based, so you're telling your squad what to do. I imagine they will have AI that then tells them to do other stuff if you don't want to do that. But yeah, tactical third-person game. So it's third-person now, officially 100% third-person from the sounds of it. I prefer it as a first-person game. I didn't mind it when they announced it. I know loads of people that were totally against it, but I think it could have been interesting. I mean, it wasn't the XCOM people that XCOM fans wanted. XCOM people? It wasn't the XCOM game that people wanted, potentially. But I thought it could have been nice as well. It's nice when companies try stuff, but obviously then people think they're, you know, being crap by doing it. But yeah, so that's that. Then Konami have announced, although I'm not 100% sure on... like release outside of America, but they've announced the Metal Gear Solid The Legacy Collection, which is coming out in June in America. It's celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Metal Gear Solid franchise. It's a PS3 package of games, which includes Metal Gear Solid, so the original PlayStation release, Metal Gear Solid 2 HD Edition, Metal Gear Solid 3 HD Edition, the MSX versions of Metal Gear and Metal Gear 2, so Snake Returns. I can't think of what the second one's called. I can't visualise it.
Metal Gear Solid, The Snake Returns.
No. I got Snake something.
Snake Man.
Called Snake something.
Snake Eater.
Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD Edition, and Metal Gear Solid VR Missions, and Metal Gear Solid 4 Trophy Edition. As well as that, it will include the two Ashley Wood digital graphic novels. Sadly, not the actual graphic novels, because that look quite nice in the package. But yeah, it doesn't come with Revengeance, although of course Revengeance isn't a Metal Gear Solid title, it's a Metal Gear title. Yeah, that's quite nice for anyone who didn't get to play Metal Gear Solid, I suppose, because I don't think that was in the HD edition. It's got Metal Gear Solid 4 as well, of course. So yeah, and that includes the trophy edition, I guess, which means it is Metal Gear Solid 4 with trophies added. Also, some Revengeance news. So, they've announced that the Blade Wolf DLC pack for Rising Revengeance will be out on the 14th of May for 360 and the 15th of May for PS3. It's a playable side story centred on LQ84i, who's known as Blade Wolf in the main game. Features multiple hours of gameplay, including unique... Oh, I lost my thing. Unique abilities and characteristics for LQ84i, while also expanding on each of his stories and origins. It's going to be 560 Microsoft points, which, to be fair, for an actual story bit of DLC is a very reasonable price, and $6.99 for PlayStation 3. You need, of course, Metal Gear Rising Revengeance in order to play those, or play it. Terraria has been given a release date for PSM.
Yardy.
So of course it's already on 360.
Terraria, the best crappy Minecraft game there is.
And it's now being given a release of the 15th of May for PlayStation Network, and it will be £11.99 at launch. That's a date for Europe and Australia. I can't try and even be Australian, even though people say I am.
Look, Australia. Go back to Austria.
Austria, okay. Okay. Shin Megami Tensei Devil Summoner Soul Hackers is actually going to be released in Europe this fall for Nintendo 3DS. So NIS America is partnering with Atlus to release it over here, which is quite nice of them. Developed by Atlus and originally released on the Sega Saturn in Japan, not in the UK, it wasn't released over here. And it was also released on PlayStation as well. This was back in 97, 99. Soul Hackers is going to make its European debut with a variety of new gameplay features, enhancements, and full English localization. It's a first-person dungeon-crawling RPG set in a cyberpunk-style future.
Sounds great.
It's based on an old game. To be fair. Well, it is an old game. They're obviously just going to revamp it.
What we need is black and white free.
So, players who've already played the original Soul Hackers, you get 30 new added demons, along with a new opening animation movie and theme song. There's also an extra dungeon where you'll witness the appearance of Radio...
Captain Oogabug.
Rado. This is like one Rado. Of the names. Kuzunoa. From previous Devil Summoner games. Utilize 3DS functionality. You can use the bottom screen as an auto mapping system, engage a compact to change difficulty levels on the fly, and fill out maps without having to traverse the areas. So that's cool. It's nice that they're actually releasing Shin Megami games over here. Strange Journey never came out on DS.
Great.
Watch Dogs news. So they've announced a release date for Watch Dogs. It's coming out November 22nd on PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Wii U, Windows, and PlayStation 4.
And we assume they'll announce a new Xbox date at some point as well.
Yeah, it doesn't mention anything about any Xbox stuff, but of course, without anything's announced, they can't really say anything. PlayStation 4 hasn't been given a release date, has it?
No.
but I suppose launch is a general term. It says here, as well as the launch of the PlayStation 4. Does that mean it's coming out November 22nd?
Means
the launch window, doesn't it?
Launch title or yeah. launch window or so around then, yeah. which we already know, so it's not like it's anything we don't know.
Oh.
In it.
Well, they just said holiday. Oh, sorry. They just said holiday, didn't they? From the
original. Holiday 2013, which nobody in the UK seems yeah, to I understand.
Well, that term's not used over here.
Yeah, but
does it mean Thanksgiving?
No, Christmas. And
okay.
Well, Thanksgiving is just before Christmas anyway.
Yeah, November. Anyway, so as well as the release date, they also announced a few collector's editions.
What, do they think it means a summer holiday from the kids and all?
So it's not as crazy as, of course, the amount that they do for Assassin's Creed, or at least not so many massive things. So there's the biggest one, which is the Dead Sec edition. This comes with a 23-centimeter figure of Aiden Pierce, a steelbook, a special box that comes in an art book that looks like it's A5, the original soundtrack, a map of Chicago for the game, a set of four collectible cards which use AR for something. I don't know if it's through the game or something else, and a set of three badges. You also get three single player missions with up to 60 additional minutes of gameplay. That's probably the most expensive one. I don't know where that's for sale yet. It's just a select UK retailers. Then there's the Vigilante Edition, which is a game exclusive and GameStop for those in Ireland. I think this is quite a cool one, although I'm tied to which would be the best to go for. But the Vigilante Edition comes in a special box, and you get a replica of Aiden Pierce's cap, so you can wear a cap like him, and also his kind of bandana mask that he wears. So I think that's really cool, as well as a copy of the soundtrack and one of the single player missions in digital content, unlike the other one, which gets three.
Sounds fun.
Then there's also a Uplay exclusive edition, which is a steelbook version that comes with the three missions. And there's also a special edition that's available at Game, which has one of the exclusive single player missions. You can pre-order it now. I don't know which one to pick out November 22nd. Then we've also got a few games that have had release dates announced / been announced. Ride to Hell Route 666 has been announced, which is kind of what looks like a strategical tactics road bike driving game. Not really sure what it is from watching the trailer. It showed that there were some kind of tactics and that you're on motorbikes. It looks kind of weird. It's like an arcade title. It's coming out on XBLA and PlayStation Network as well as Steam. Kind of a tactical road bike beat-em-up. Sounds weird. Kind of like Road Rash, but less Road Rash as well at the same time. You can check out the trailer on our website though if you pop on there. Crusader Kings 2 The Old Gods has been given a release date. This is the upcoming expansion for Crusader Kings 2 that adds the pagans and stuff. So it adds an extra how many hundred years? It adds years prior to the previous year that it started in. 400 years from the fall of Rome and 200 years from the revelations of Muhammad. Got to do with pagans. So it has lots of pagans. It's coming out May 28th on digital platforms for Windows. I tried to play it. I wasn't very good. But mainly because I hadn't played Crusader Kings 2 before, so I didn't really know what I was doing. But I did set a goal for my man to have a baby, like a daughter, and I achieved that goal. And then my wife kept having babies like crazy. And I had like this massive family of babies.
What the hell are you talking about?
Crusader Kings 2. The Old Gods. I didn't really know what was going on.
I don't know what's going on.
I went to war with people and I thought I was doing good, but apparently I was doing bad. And then my people or the people I was against got diseases and stuff. It's a game that you have to spend time to get used to playing it.
Strategy. Maybe I should play it.
Charlotte really enjoys it. Although Charlotte was talking to the developer guy and she was saying how she thinks she's playing it wrong because she plays it like The Sims. I was like, what? And it's apparently because she focuses on the relationships and stuff between the different rulers and whatnot and deceiving people.
I'll bring in the flipping artillery. That's the end of that.
Next up, Killer is Dead has been given a new trailer. It's
Killer is dead.
I suppose you could call it a revealing trailer. It's also really weird. I mean, to be fair, Killer is Dead is looking like a very strange game anyway. It's got a really weird sound. I don't know if I want to say jazzy soundtrack, but it's a weird soundtrack to the trailer. There's like a woman trying to get a favour done, but he's on the dark side of the moon, so I know you don't like that term. The game has to do with the moon, and the person that she wants killed, I think, is on the other side of the moon, and that they don't have jurisdiction to kill them because they're on the other side. And then you see someone walking on the moon in a really thin spacesuit, and then there was a lady dressed as a nurse riding a massive syringe, and it was very strange. And then she unzips her top. It was weird. Paul's like, what on earth are you talking about? Dark side of the moon.
Well, I'm going to the dark side of the earth, so I don't think it makes any difference.
Killer is Dead.
In fact, we're going there right now. Look at it.
Killer is Dead is coming out August this year on Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. I'm looking forward to see what craziness it is, because it is very strange looking. It is Grasshopper and Suda, so what do you expect?
I expect weirdness. Peter Molyneux to stop faffing about and make a black and white free game, but for God's sake, don't make it rubbish.
And finally on the news, Sherlock Holmes Crime and Punishment, they've released a kind of tech demo trailer for the next Sherlock Holmes game, which is their Switch using Unreal 3 engine. It looks really nice.
Unreal 3. Modern, high tech.
Well, previously they had their own engine, which obviously, you know, they built from the ground up and was maybe a little bit dated now, so they decided to switch over. And the thing is, there's a lot in Unreal that, you know, gives you stuff automatically, so it can help you out a lot, as opposed to, you know, having to code craziness and whatnot. It looks really nice. Of course, they're thinking of making it look nice. I imagine that the kind of like dead people in it will be just as gruesome, if not more so, than in the previous games. And yeah, I imagine it'll probably be at E3. We saw the last one at last E3, so I imagine we might get to see this one. But yeah, that's it for the news. You can see the Sherlock Holmes Crimes and Punishment trailer on our website if you have a look. And you can see him doing some walking and look at some trees and some sun and him talking to people.
It's time for Name That Game. Disappointed I was with last week, considering I had probably the easiest clip of sound last week.
I forgot to listen to it again.
So yeah, people would have heard this.
It's not. That's not.
It's not what?
Can I see the first letter you type? C. Or a G? No. Counter-Strike. Oh my god.
Yeah, the answer was Counter-Strike. We had loads of people guessing all these mad dafty games.
I didn't actually play much Counter-Strike.
Yes, apparent. You need to look away.
I played it a little bit when we finally had two PCs back home, and we played some original Counter-Strike. And that was just with Charlotte. And then I played a little bit of Source.
Particular recording was Source, but since they have exactly the same sound effects.
Yes, yeah. Well, they didn't change the sound, did they? But the thing is, you know I'm not a multiplayer person. Counter-Strike?
The last time I really played Counter-Strike was a 0.7 beta. I stopped playing it way before it got to version 1.
Don't I remember you playing loads with like Port Forums people for a while? You started playing it a bit.
Yeah, we might have had a Counter-Strike server up for
I remember
bit.
You doing some stuff with it, and I joined in a couple.
But it's like I haven't played it properly for ages.
That was years ago, actually, thinking about that. That would have been back in, like, 06.
Yeah, we probably had a Counter-Strike server.
I remember that.
Look at these guesses. We have submitted Battlefield, Prince of Persia, Metal Gear Solid. I mean,
Smash TV. Can't forget Smash TV.
This week, we've got something a little bit more modern.
I like that. Last week was bloody Counter-Strike. Oh, my God.
Oh, it should have been easy, 21. This is this week's.
Oh, You break it, you buy it. Just saying.
What?
I don't. This might be wrong. Can I guess the cave? Oops. You made a new section.
Where's my section gone?
I don't know. There we go.
The cave.
The cave.
Some.
Digital platforms.
Do you actually want guesses for this week then?
Clues, you mean? That's just the first thing that sprung to my mind when I heard
so
it.
So just you think the cave, do you?
Well, can I have some clues now that you've said that?
Clues? No.
Poor.
Clues, multiple platforms, and this year. At least I think it's this year. Was cave this year?
It was.
Was it? No.
It was January. Because it came out around the time of the game jam.
Okay, well, good luck with that. If anyone else thinks they know what it is, send an email to feedback@gamercast.net or leave a comment on this week's episode on the website.
I mean, I could be completely wrong.
At gamercast.net.
But it came to my mind when I heard that voice. I was a bit put off by the water because I was like, is this all I'm going to hear for this name that game?
Well, it would be a bit unfair just to have water, wouldn't it?
I don't know, wouldn't you do that? I'm sure you
especially since the water could just be some generic stock.
Yeah, but you could get a certain water noise, I bet, and you'd be like, I know what that game is.
Maybe.
New releases this week.
Break it, you buy it.
You broke it, you buy it. Yeah, trying to do the thing.
So there's not many games coming out this week. First up, we have Soul Sacrifice. This is an upcoming PlayStation Vita game made by Inafune, I believe. Kenji. Original creator of Mega Man games and stuff like that. So Soul Sacrifice is a real-time combat game where you're kind of either sacrificing people or saving them. You can take their souls. You cast spells by giving up part of your soul, and if the cost becomes too great, you can die. You've been enslaved by a sorcerer, and you kind of need to kill them from the sounds of it. There's a demo that you can download off the PlayStation Network, which apparently saves your progress, and then when you buy the full game, it continues on. So it saves everything you've already paid, so you don't actually have to play the demo again, which is always nice, because games don't do that enough. So that's coming out, PlayStation Vita only. It also, from the looks of it, comes with a 30-day trial of PlayStation Plus if you don't have it.
Lol.
Because it's actually got a little thing advertised on the front, as I saw, I think, where did I look? I was on the game website.
And Sony are so desperate to get people on a subscription.
Yeah. Next up, Zoo Park is coming out on Windows and Macintosh. This is a kind of zoo simulator tycoon game made by Excalibur Publishing that's coming out. You run your own animal sanctuary where you care for over 30 animals and you need to run programs and research and conservation and rescues and stuff like that. So that's coming out. You've also got like what you'd expect from like theme park and stuff like that, where you have to actually maintain things for people as well, so like building toilet facilities, making cafes, ice cream stands, gift shops, stuff like that. And then finally this week we've got Might and Magic Heroes 6. When did they change it to be Might and Magic? Why is it not Heroes of Might and Magic anymore? Why did they change that? It sounds weird saying Might and Magic Heroes.
Don't ask me.
Might and Magic Heroes,
I only work here.
6 Shades of Darkness is coming out. Is this a standalone? It's an expansion. It's a standalone expansion. So standalone expansion, it's set a century after Might and Magic Heroes 6. It's got 2 original campaigns in it. You determine the fates of the 2 legendary factions, the Dark Elves of Dungeon and the Necromancers of Necropolis. Necropolis. I like that. Necropolis. Like it's it. It's got new content, original tactics, new lineup of 7 creatures, new hero classes, a new town and building set, a new mount, dozens of new artifacts, abilities and achievements. There's 2 campaigns starring 2 apparently fan favorite factions. You don't need the previous game to play it, as it's a standalone or expand alone, turn-based strategy RPG, large maps, resources, blah blah blah. And that's coming out on Windows, and that's everything that's coming out this week. Three whole releases.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Whoop-dee-doo indeed.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's it for this week. We'll catch everyone next week, I guess.
Yeah, next week. Bye.